Welcome to Saints Alive, where we take you with us to meet God's most heroic followers. The saints were just ordinary boys and girls who allowed God's love to transform them into real-life superheroes. Their love for God changed our world. Did you know that God has sent you here to become a saint? It's up to you to choose love over fear, to be courageous, faithful, and kind. The choice to become a saint won't be easy, but it will be worth it. So listen closely and open your hearts. These real-life tales of the saints from the past may just inspire you how to live your story. Let's go on this adventure together. This episode is sponsored by Go to Joseph for Children, written by To Become Family Apostolate, and illustrated by The Simple Saints. Go to Joseph for Children takes devotion to St. Joseph and masterfully adapts it for children and their families to do together. Guided by captivating illustrations, it uses scripture, engaging reflections, and family discussion to introduce readers of all ages to the life and patronage of St. Joseph. It also comes with an interactive daily accountability coloring sheet and free coloring pages. To get your copy, go to tobecomefamily.com/go to Joseph. That's tobecomefamily.com/go to Joseph. And check out The Simple Saints on Instagram at The Simple Saints. Catholic Family Crate and Saints Alive have teamed up to create an interactive listening experience with a collection of saint coloring pages. These pages are hand illustrated, free, and you can download and print them from any computer. Color along by listening to Saints Alive by downloading these coloring sheets at catholicfamilycrate.com/saintsalive. Again, that link is catholicfamilycrate.com/saintsalive. If you love listening to Saints Alive, please consider donating so that we can continue to create these episodes. You can donate anywhere from $2 to $30 a month with some fun perks to go along with your patronage. Check out our Patreon account, which you can find through the donation page on our website at www.saintsalivepodcast.com. Saint Joseph is one of our most important saints, entrusted with the most consequential mission, to protect Jesus and Mary. What's surprising is that in all of Holy Scripture, he didn't say one word. But that doesn't mean that he didn't speak at all. We think that Joseph's silence in Scripture speaks volumes. It shows us that he was obedient, contemplative, focused on his mission, and centered on God. Nothing would distract him from his calling. In this episode, we wanted to honor Saint Joseph by using the Bible as the main source of inspiration, as well as several traditions that have been passed down through the years. We also used imaginative elaborations for Joseph's dreams, which bring out the deeper theological context and drama. Saint Joseph has many titles: zealous defender of Christ, chaste guardian of the Virgin, head of the Holy Family, patron of the dying, Joseph most brave, mirror of patience, most valiant protector of the Holy Church, and terror of demons. And you'll see each of these titles exemplified in our story today. So come listen to the incredible story of the man who was entrusted as the foster father of Jesus.
Wake up. We must flee. I've prepared the donkey.
What is it, Joseph? What's the matter?
An angel of the Lord came to me in a dream. Herod is coming for our child. He's coming for all of them.
Herod? All of who?
The children, Mary. He's coming to kill all the children. There isn't time. We must be off, and quickly.
Joseph, with agony of heart, pondering the fate of the innocent left in Bethlehem, led Mary and Jesus on a long voyage into Egypt. The road was dark, and the chill of the night was bitter. Joseph led the donkey. The steam from its mouth hung in the air like floating sentinels and dissolved into the night sky.
Joseph, I can feel the evil let loose in the world tonight.
I know. God is about to do a great work. The enemy cannot handle it. My love, hide Jesus in your mantle.
As the night wore on, strange noises could be heard from the darkness. The smell of a campfire wafted from an unseen valley. Along the narrow road, three men emerged from the shadows, their appearance unkempt, in clothes and tatters. They stood tall in the center of the road, with an arrogant sneer on each of their faces. Mary and Joseph both stiffened in alarm. One of the men wielded a club, the other a sword, the third an axe. The tallest of the three, a jagged scar running down from his left eye, over his nose, and across a toothless grin, spoke first.
Now, who do we have here?
Do I smell the blood of King David in this man's veins?
Yes, he even looks like David.
Joseph felt himself break out into a cold sweat. Quietly, he offered a prayer for protection.
My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, my savior.
Where do you think you are going?
We do not want any trouble. We are on our way to Egypt.
We might be able to arrange that. Just hand us the boy.
And the woman. There's a celebration coming to Bethlehem. You don't want the boy to miss the party, do you?
One of the men approached Mary and was reaching out to pull her off the donkey. Joseph swiftly grabbed the man's arm and pushed him away.
No harm will come to my wife or my son. We will be on our way, and so will you.
Who do you think you are? A king like your ancestor? Let's get him.
The three men came at Joseph from each side. He stepped toward them with his staff in hand, his sinews pulsing, taut by years of manual labor. The man with the sword prepared to swing, holding it high above his head. Joseph dodged the blow, grabbed him by his belt, and with one hand, threw him into the shadows. The second man lurched forward with his club. Joseph wheeled around to deflect his strikes. He trolled the man with a staff and kicked him to the side of the road. The third man with the axe took several steps backward, then stood trembling, terrified. Joseph strode toward him and stood over the man, his eyes ablaze.
Joseph, the Lord is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger.
Please, don't. Who are you?
The Lord desires mercy. You shall have it. Now let us pass.
Yes, yes, pass. Please pass.
The Holy Family continued their weary flight into Egypt. While Mary pondered all the recent happenings in her heart, Joseph silently led the donkey, recalling the story that God had thus far written of his life. His mind brought him back to his childhood, those long, happy hours with his father in their workshop.
Joseph, what incredible work. Soon you will be teaching me the art of carpentry.
Thank you, Father.
Joseph, of late you have been so quiet. you're content to be in this workshop all day instead of out playing with the other children. What is on your mind, son?
I have dreams, Father.
It is well that I named you Joseph. Our patriarch Joseph had many dreams, too.
It's the same dream each night. I see a radiantly beautiful young girl sitting on the steps to the east gate of the temple. She looks at me and hands me the lily. Behind and all around her, I see the glory of the Lord. The temple door then shuts. And I hear a kind and gentle voice say, "Be still and know that I am God."
Dreams can be very mysterious. I am sure the prophet Daniel would be able to interpret this dream for you. I, however, am no Daniel.
And Father, the girl, since I've had this dream, something has changed in me. Just the thought of her brings me peace.
One thing is certain. God has a path for you. It will be up to you to walk that path with him in trust and obedience.
Yes, I will do as you say.
Now, son, we have a lot of work to finish in the next few weeks. No more daydreaming while you are about your father's business.
I promise not to fall asleep on the job.
Years passed, and Joseph worked diligently in his father's carpentry shop. He remained quiet in his demeanor, but grew in his love of the Lord. One swelteringly hot day, so hot it silenced the birds in the boughs of the trees, Joseph was found hard at work. Two customers stepped into the shop, bringing strange news.
Joseph? Joseph!
Aaron, Benjamin, I didn't hear you come in.
Lost in a daydream again? We have come to pick up the table you have built for us.
Ah, yes. Here it is. I finished only yesterday.
Joseph, I didn't think your work could get any better. Whoo, this is beautiful. And we'll bring the rest of your payment in full by the next moon.
Have either of you heard of the news? There's a local girl from Nazareth. She spent most of her youth at the temple, and her parents are looking to find her a husband.
I wonder who it could be.
I don't know. But if she was anybody important, I'm sure we'd have known about her by now.
For some peculiar reason, this news struck Joseph to the heart, but he was unsure what to do. That night, he was taken up in a dream to a precipice overlooking the temple. The sun was setting over the horizon, casting soft hues on its walls. In the heart of the temple was a young maiden, kneeling in prayer. Her eyes closed, her brow serene. Above her, along the ramparts and parapets, stood angels at attention, clothed in luminous attire. Upon the pinnacle, St. Michael the Archangel, arrayed with iron sheathing and a golden breastplate, a cross which shone in white-hot characters, the words, "Who is like unto God?" Joseph perceived a menacing presence approaching. Gradually, a figure could be seen treading slowly through the desert sands, his eyes intent on the maiden. His gaze cruel and pitiless. Out of the mist behind him reared an immense red dragon whose roar shook the foundations of the earth. It swung its tail across the sky and swept a third of the stars to the earth, each striking the sand with a sickening thud. They each arose from the sand, a grotesquerie of mindless fury, and proceeded to surround the temple. The angels on the parapets unsheathed their fiery swords. The demonic entities prepared their battle formations and began their attack. Joseph heard the most unearthly and ferocious tumult as the two armies clashed. He drew back in fear, and then woke from his dream, his bed drenched in his own sweat.
I must go to the temple.
Joseph set out the next morning for Jerusalem. As he approached the city and saw the magnificent temple in the distance, he felt his spirit falter for a moment, as if a monumental task lay before him.
Trust and obey. Trust and obey.
Upon entering the temple, he saw a young lady sitting alone, reading the book of Isaiah. Joseph's heart caught in his chest as he recognized her. It was as if she had been etched into his heart from the dream, and now she was here. He gazed at her from afar, speechless.
Joseph! Joseph of Nazareth, the carpenter, is that you?
Yes, Joachim, good to see you.
Come, walk with me to the altar so we can speak man to man in the presence of the Lord. What brings you to the temple?
You would think me silly if I tried to explain. I felt the urging of the Lord to come here.
Well, nothing can surprise me anymore. We've had a number of visitors as of late. News has spread of our daughter, Mary.
I'm sorry, I didn't even know you had a daughter. What news is this?
You are too busy in your shop, Joseph. While Nazareth is her home, she has spent much of her childhood in the temple. She has consecrated herself to the Lord. Her mother and I are not sure what it all means. Maybe it is something she could explain to you. In any case, we are getting older and hope to provide her protection by finding a suitable husband.
And have you found any men worthy?
No, none at all. Many were just interested in her meager dowry. I will not pressure you. You are too young to commit to the uncertainty of this life. Do you know of any strong older men that could take on this responsibility?
At that moment, a dove flew from the rafters of the temple in between the two men. Joseph, startled, shook his staff in the air. Joachim stood, dumbstruck.
Sir, is something wrong? What do you see? Why are you looking at me that way?
Your staff! Your staff!
Sprouting from the top of his staff was a beautiful bouquet of white lilies.
The just man shall blossom like the lily. It is you! You are the one we have waited for!
In time, as Jewish custom dictated, Joseph and Mary exchanged solemn vows of marriage. However, Joseph did not take Mary into his home yet. She continued to live with her parents in Nazareth. Life seemed ordinary and simple, but all of that changed one morning in early spring. Mary knelt deep in prayer. A gentle breeze stirred the curtains hanging before the windows. The scripture scroll she had been reading rustled in her hands, bringing her back to her senses. She opened her eyes. Before her stood a most brilliant sight, the Archangel Gabriel, encompassed by the refulgent glory of God, bowed before Mary.
Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How shall this be done? Because I know not man.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy One, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because nothing shall be impossible with God.
Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word.
At that moment, heaven and earth kissed. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Mary, her soul filled with uncertainty, set out in haste to the hill country of Judea to visit and serve her cousin, Elizabeth. Elizabeth was drawing water from her well. As she peered down, she caught a glimpse of her reflection through the ripples of the water. She could just manage to see her age.
Me? A new mother? At my age?
Elizabeth!
Mary! Mary! What a happy surprise! I should have known my good cousin would come to me in my time of need.
Bless you! What a joy! What a joy to see you expecting your first child! You look wonderful.
Oh!
What is it? Is there something wrong?
Oh my! Blessed are you among women, Mary! And blessed is the fruit of your womb! How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For as soon as I heard your voice, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed, blessed are you, Mary, that believed.
Mary stayed and cared for Elizabeth until she gave birth to her son, John. After 3 months, it was time to return to Nazareth. As she made the journey home, her thoughts were consumed by one person, Joseph.
Mary! How long have you been standing there? I didn't see you come in. We have so much to talk about.
Yes, we do.
I've just finished a new house for us. It's small, but beautiful, Mary. Fit for a queen. Maybe a very humble queen, but a queen nonetheless. I know how much time you spend contemplating scripture. This will... Mary, is something wrong? My love, tell me what's troubling you. Is Elizabeth all right? I should have asked right away.
Joseph... I am with child. Joseph?
Upon hearing her words, Joseph's face became ashen, crestfallen, and scripture began resounding in his mind.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child.
Through Mary's words, Joseph felt the fearsome mystery of God, confusion,
and a bitter sense of his own unworthiness, like a great tidal wave, washed over him.
Mary. Mary. Depart from me.
Oh, Joseph.
That night, Joseph tossed and turned with a restless heart. In a dream, the Lord took him to a lush garden. It was night. Through the tenebrous air, he saw a beautiful man and woman, with slumped shoulders and downturned, forlorn eyes. Joseph knew they must be Adam and Eve. They stood before a brilliant light. From the light issued the voice of the Lord.
Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?
That woman whom you gave to me to be my companion gave me of the tree, and I ate it.
Why hast thou done this?
The serpent deceived me, and I ate it.
It was then that Joseph perceived a serpentine monster blending into the foliage, its eyes full of scorn and hate. The voice addressed the beast.
Because you have done this, cursed are you above all wild animals. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life.
Then the attention of the man, woman, and monster were drawn upward to the pale moon. Above it stood a resplendent woman with a crown of stars. To the serpent, the voice spoke.
I will put hatred between you and the woman. Between your offspring and hers, she shall crush thy head.
The serpent writhed in pain, sputtering vile curses as it retreated into the underbrush. Then, an enormous silence pervaded the garden. God lovingly clothed Adam and Eve and made them leave the garden. As they were walking the long path into the wider world, glimmering angels materialized along the perimeter of the garden. Two of these angels, guardians with brass shields and bright lanterns, went ahead to light their way. In the center of the garden stood an angel with a flaming sword, guarding the tree of life.
Joseph, son of David, fear not to take Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Joseph then woke.
Mary, what have I done? What have I done?
Joseph ran as fast as he could to Mary's house, thinking all the while,
trust and obey. Why did I not just trust and obey?
Joseph, what are you doing here? Get off the ground. Get off your knees.
Mary, forgive me. Forgive me,
My husband, do not fear. Do not worry. Did God reveal to you his great work? Rise and let our souls proclaim the greatness of the Lord.
Joseph took Mary's hand and pressed it to his heart. He tried to hold back the tears that welled up, threatening to spill over. As he took in the sight of his beautiful wife, he felt a deep and unshakable joy.
Mary, let me take you to our new home.
Saint Joseph is one of the most important and beloved saints, and I'm sure after listening to this episode, you can see why. What are ways that you can trust and obey like Saint Joseph? Maybe it's in offering your day to God and letting His will be done no matter what the day may hold. Or maybe simply offering a small prayer to help you trust and obey each day. Following God's will isn't always easy, but will always be worth it. Make sure to tune in next week for the second part of Saint Joseph's incredible story. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Alex.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Tanner.
And we are the team of Saints Alive. We are so grateful for all of our wonderful listeners and need your help to keep this going. Please consider donating to our ministry through our Patreon account, which you can find through our website at www.saintsalivepodcast.com. A special thanks to our new patrons who are donating $5 a month and up. These are families and individuals who donate to help us to continue Saints Alive. A special thanks to our new patrons, John Paul, James, and Lucia Donahue, the Wagner family, Michael, Mary, Laura, and Adam Gallagher, the Scotch family, John, Maggie, Ella Rose, Benedict, Avila, Sienna, and Beckett Meckley, the Manading family, Evelina, Oliver, Edith, Ella, and Julian Gilson, Gus, Carolina, Lucia, Anna Marie, Neary, and Maddie Guthrie, the Collins family, the Stefan family, the McGowan family, Jeff, Christine, Madeline, and John, the Castillo family, Santiago, Maria Cattery, Abraham, and Blaze, Andrew and Maki Vanier, Riley, Mary Alice, and Sebastian Eschbach, Tristan, Luke, and Juliet Clement, the Glass family, Madison, Nora, Joseph, and Blaze Tortorich, Gianna, Anthony, Kiara, and Baby Mangano, Chelsea, Brian, Kaysen, Addie, and Malia Murphy, and Dr. Cannon with Caritas Family Medicine in San Antonio and his family. Thank you all so much. And don't forget to tune into part 2 of Saint Joseph, premiering next week.